different.
Is there another name for snap beans?
Well, we have pinto beans is what we make our snap beans out of.
Uh-huh. What about green bean or string bean?
String beans, yes.
Is that the same
string bean? No, a string bean is a long bean, and you do not hull them out. You just cut them up and...
You hull the snap beans?
Take the whole bean.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a... Well, a snap bean, you use the whole bean when they're green yet, before mm-hmm. they develop into a...
What do you call the flat, yellowish bean?
That's the, butter bean. That's not the name for it either. I've got some on the table down now.
What's a butter bean look like?
That's the same thing you were asking me. We call them butter beans. I think that's a German expression for butter bone.
Uh-huh.
You'd cook them and put butter on them, brown butter on them.
What about
lima beans? Lima beans.
That's what it's called in England?
The butter bean.
What different kinds of potatoes are there?
Oh, Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Is there another name for sweet potatoes?
Yeah, there is. Irish potatoes, they call them spuds.
What about yams?
Yams, right.
Is that a kind of a sweet potato?
That is a sweet potato that is yellow, or the yellow type, and then there is another type that does not bake good. The yams are the ones that bake. When you put them in the oven and bake them, they get soft.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kind is a white potato. They do not bake. You can't make good potatoes out of them. But yam is the
mm-hmm.
general name for them.
What's the kind of tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
Plum tomatoes or pear tomatoes.
Is that the same?
Pretty much so. They grow in different ways. They're small too.
Uh-huh. What's a little red thing that grows down in the ground?
Red thing in the ground?
Yeah. Small. It's about this big.
You shut it up.
Give me a clue.
Well, you might eat it in a salad. It's red on the outside.
Oh, radishes.
Huh?
Radish.
And something that makes your eyes water if you cut it.
Onions.
Huh?
Onions.
What do you call the kind of onion that you eat the green stalk and everything?
Shallots or?
And the kind of vegetable that's it's green, it's bristly outside and sticky inside.
I'd have to have a clue on that again.
Did you ever hear of
okra?
Do you plant that?
Okra. The long?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okra.
And you mentioned the cabbage. I'm talking about several of those. You talk about several.
I didn't get that again, Anne.
Talking about the cabbage.
Uh-huh.
Talking about several. You'd be talking about several.
Several?
What?
Several types of cabbage.
Okay. And talk about lettuce. If you wanted to buy some, you might ask for two or three.
Head lettuce or loose leaf lettuce.
Okay. If you're buying the head lettuce, you might buy two or three.
Yes, heads.
Do you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like if someone had five children, to say you had five heads of children?
No, that would come under the term of have five heads of cattle or something to me, not children.
What if someone had about 14 children? You'd say he really had a lot of children.
You'd say I had a bunch.
Did you ever use the word passel?
I've heard of it, yes.
How have you heard people say it?
Well, they say he had a whole passel of them or something to that effect.
What sort of things would you have in passel? I mean, what would you use that word about children or what?
I guess it could be used for different things, but we never used it here.
And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and call that?
Turnip greens.